And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the lady of the house, Miss Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva.
Welcome everyone to Let's Jazz It Up.
For the best in hip hop music, keep it locked right here on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com with your girl, Lady Diva.
Lady Diva, this is your house. You got it like that.
All right, then.
Yeah, y'all, it's Lady Diva live on Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Holla at your girl. Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com with your girl, Lady Diva. For the best in smooth jazz, R&B, and soul, keep it locked right here and Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. Gentlemen, Miss Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Brenda Moss here live. Phone lines are open right now. This show will be recorded, so there won't be any phone lines open. Just remember that. Thank you all for welcoming me back. It feels good, everyone. I have with me an R&B singing group, Debonair Music. Please, I will introduce you to their one of their singles, Baby Come Back. I will play this single track right here, and then we're on with the show. All right, here we go. Here is the bonus track of Baby Come Back.
Empty feeling again. How
Well, all right, everyone. That is Baby Come Back by Debonair Music.
Wow.
All right.
Boy,
I will
good.
Start off with one of you guys that's willing to speak first. Tell me about that track. What inspired you to do the cover song, Baby Come Back, which was originally back in, what year was that?
1977 by a group called Player.
Okay. Thank you for that information.
Blue Eyed Soul group. I believe they were out of San Francisco, but I'm not sure about that, but it was 1977.
Wow. Yep. And you guys done a very beautiful job. Very beautiful job.
Wow, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
So
I'll start the story off a little bit. I mean, I'm sorry, but Wiley's the one who really came up with the idea. This is Willie Wood talking. Wiley J came up with the idea. I think we were at a party or some kind of event, and he just started singing the hook, and I kind of harmonized with him. We were like, oh, okay, this might need to. So we took it to Phil, and Phil was like, yep. And so just background on it, everything, all the music that you heard and will hear is all Phil. That's all Phil.
Wow.
Guitar solos, everything.
Wow.
And so, obviously, you know, what really makes the song is the second half of the song when Wiley really goes there and blesses it. Wiley, just tell them what you were thinking.
Go
right ahead.
My apologies, go ahead. This is Wiley J. I think I was just thinking that I think I wanted to do a remake of a song. We had another song in mind. I had another song in mind originally, and then I think Take Six or somebody may have came out with the remake, and so I kind of shifted my brain. And Baby Come Back was a song that I remember from my childhood, so it just kind of fit with our flow.
All right, and thank you for that information. Wow. So Willie, can you introduce the group Debonair Music to the listening audience? What
absolutely.
Their position in the group?
Absolutely. As we've already heard, I'm Willie Wood. I'm one of the background singers, one of the writers. Also, as you've heard already, singing on the second verse of that song is Wiley J. He's one of our co-lead singers. Then we have Phil, Producer X. He is the musician of the group and the guts behind all the music that we do. And last but never, ever least is our lead singer, the man who carries this whole thing, is our man, Smooth, no E, Smooth.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. So what I would like to do before we start moving along in the show, each person say their name and where they're calling from. Go right ahead.
Go ahead, Wiley J. Go ahead.
This is Wiley J. I'm calling from state of Maryland.
All right.
And this is Willie Wood. Yeah. I am calling from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C.
All right.
Fred Nelson.
Oh.
This is Smooth. Calling from Columbia, Maryland. I'm a Marylander, too.
All right, Maryland. All right.
Yeah. And this is Phil, Producer X. I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
All right. Wow. All right. And thank you all for that information as we move along here. What inspired all of you guys to sing and write music as songwriters?
Well, I'll chime in first. This is Wiley J. I think what inspired me the most was my dad and listening to the music that my dad used to listen to, the Stylistics, the Temptations, you know, those types of groups coming up in the 70s really got me that bug for music. As I got older, I used to dance for a singing group called Whistle. Being around these guys, hearing them sing all the time, got me even more involved, and then that's how I ended up in the group.
Okay, thank you for that information.
Smooth, go ahead, bud.
I would say what inspired me is my father also. He listened to the Temptations, played records all the time. I used to sing in the shower, and he'd be like, "What you doing in there?" So then I started doing a little bit more, and then started doing little shows around the neighborhood and talent searches and sang with other groups. And then I got with this group, and that's where I wanted to be.
Now
we make good music.
All right. Thank you for that information. Who's next?
This is Willie Wood. I'll go. Growing up, you see concerts and you see live shows and you see singers and how much fun that they were having. And I just gravitated towards that and never thought I'd have the opportunity until I met, just by chance, I met Phil. And all of a sudden, I saw an opportunity where I could probably write some stuff and be in a singing group and just, you know, kind of enjoy that artistic, creative side that had been, I think, hidden inside me. And meeting Phil kind of gave me that inspiration to, I don't know, let it all out.
All right. Thank you. You, Willie Wood, you were working in the industry in management with known artists as Grammy Award-winning singer Regina Bell and balladeer Glenn Jones. Are you still working with them?
No, I stepped away from it and decided that it was my turn, it was our turn. So I stepped away from it a little while back. Now I'm still really good friends with both of them.
Okay.
I will provide help whenever they're in the D.C. area. They still know that they can call me if they need anything. So I still stay connected that way. But in terms of working in that business, the only music act that I work for now is Debonair Music.
All right. Thank you for that information. Who's next?
This is Phil. What inspired me? One name, Prince. When I first saw the movie Purple Rain, you know, just to see somebody that's, you know, an instrumentalist musician plays multiple instruments, I had to do it. And as far as being in a group and singing, that's Willie inspired me because I really wasn't trying to be in a group initially.
My bad.
Oh, no, it was all good.
Yeah, okay. All right.
All right. So, who's next?
That's all four of us.
All right then.
And what's interesting is that, you know, now once we got together, our inspiration came from within. We would kind of see each other secretly. Yeah. Had a little competition. I would sing a verse, and then I had the unlucky task of going before Smooth, and then Smooth would sing his, and I would tell Phil Secretly, "Hey, man, I got to redo mine. That ain't going to work." You know, he come in there and just killed it, and I was like, "Yeah, I got to redo that. That ain't going to work." You know, but it was always healthy competition, and it was always inspiration. And I would hear the things that Smooth would do, and I'm just like, okay, I'm going to do a little bit of that on mine, and there we go.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what I want to do, I would love to play the hottest, newest single, which is featuring Regina Bell. And I would like to ask you before I spin, either one of you could speak. How did y'all came together to get Regina Bell on the track? And who wrote the song? What's the story behind the track?
Well, this is Willie Wood, and I I wrote the song, and the music was composed by Phil, producer X. And quite honestly, I wrote this primarily with Regina in mind. Trying to give her kind of a groovier kind of sound.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to look for something that was, you know, maybe even a little neo soulish. And so we came up with this. Phil sent me the track. I was like, ooh, okay. And so I wrote some stuff to it, and then I sent it to Regina, who was actually in South Africa at the time, and she actually called me from South Africa, and she said, yeah, that's going to work. And I was like, what? And, you know, a lot of time went by when we had the song recorded. We went down to Atlanta, where she put us up at her house, and we recorded at Dallas Austin Studio, and a lot of time went by before we actually released it, and she would always constantly say, you need to give this to somebody else and let them put it out. And I was like, yeah, never. I mean, I wrote this with you in mind.
Right.
So that, yeah, that's it. And, you know, obviously the connection between the two of us was I was working for her. So, you know, we were really close, and it was just opportunistic. I mean, you know,
right.
It's better to kind of start your writing and musical career than with a Grammy Award winner.
Right, right. All right.
True.
Anyone else have a comment to say with this?
Oh, I got a comment. Then Willie put me on the spot. And then I had to bless it. So that was a nice thing, Willie. Thank you.
Well, you killed it. You killed it. You know, I was like, hey, bro, just so you know, we got a new song, and it's with a Grammy Award winner. Now go. Sing. Go.
Yeah, and have it have it done by tomorrow.
Wow.
What's funny?
Pressure.
What's funny about that track is I still have the original demo that we sent to Regina. Because we had to get a local vocalist to do, you know, the female part of the song.
We still have
that file. That's one of those things where, you know, it's definitely going to be a collector's item.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. A collector's item. Okay. Anyone else have something to say before I spin this track?
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Anyone that's listening in, phone lines are still open, so call in and talk to each and one of the guests. Here is Miss Soul Lady.
Yo, G.
I'm here.
Is you ready to give the people what they really want?
Yeah.
Is you ready to give the people what they really need? Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Don't just talk about it, girl. You got to be about it. Gene, come on.
Touch of elegance, so sudden attitude. As my melodies caress inside of you. A wonderment of sound that takes complete control. All kinds of images that will tempt a mind so cold. seduction, what you're missing.
I can feel you through my body. You're my soul lady, your
lady,
I want
now.
You to come on.
And it just been released. Is that correct?
It's been out, what, Phil, about 2 weeks?
Like two weeks now.
All right. So any of one of you can speak on where this music can be found to be purchased and listened to anywhere on the streams online. Anyone can speak.
Phil?
Yeah, so you can stream it on Spotify. You can stream it on Amazon Music. You can find it on iHeartRadio. You can purchase it on Apple Music, YouTube Music. Any streaming site or any streaming service that you're subscribed to, you can find our music on there.
All right, and thank you for that information. As we move along, any one of you can answer, what is the ultimate desire which you wish all your fans and followers out there to get out of all your music, especially this new single?
Ooh, this is Willie Wood. I'll start that off. You know, the biggest thing is we just want people to, you know, have – enjoyment musically. We purposely made our music kind of eclectic, and it's you know, each track is different. It's got components of maybe a little jazz, a little neo soul, a little retro R&B, a little rock. You know, so we kind of want to bring our fans on, you know, that musical journey with us. And that's, you know, that's where I'm coming from.
All right. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So your website information and social media information, please.
Bill.
So we're on Twitter as Debonair Music, one word. We're on TikTok, Debonair Music, one word.
Okay.
Facebook. It's Debonair Music on pretty much all social outlets. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. So if you just Google Debonair Music, you'll find us.
I didn't know you guys was on TikTok, and I did a little small video with the one of the songs, about two songs on TikTok. By the way, do you have, is there an album out?
The album will be released on November 5th. Sorry, Phil. Yeah,
okay.
November 5th.
No, you go. You're good.
So the full album comes out November 5th. Actually, today, Baby Come Back as a single is being released.
Mm.
So you can actually go and stream it and purchase that right now.
Oh.
And our next single is a song written by Smooth. It's called Symbol of a Lady, and that's going to be released simultaneously with the album.
Okay. All right. What about the track song Close come close to me.
Ooh.
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 Okay,
But anyway, I have two other titles I would like to spend on air. Yeah, I have Symbol of a Lady. I have Come Close to Me that I will play at the end, around the end of the show.
Okay, good.
So Come Close to Me is that probably started out really simple. You know, I would give Willie a track. Willie writes to the track, and then I'll build something around it. And it was like, you know, we need to rock this thing out. And at the time, we had a full band, and we had, like, you know, some of the most amazing, you know, musicians in the area.
Yeah.
And with a guy named Kari Green, I'm like, you know, I play guitar, but I know my limits. So let's bring Kari in. And Kari killed it. I mean, when I say he killed it, he killed it. When, I mean, it just starts out, you know, everybody that let hear that track, it's like, wow, you know, because you really don't hear that from R&B groups a lot of times. And, you know, we're not afraid to go into rock. We're not afraid to go into any genre because it's all music at the end of the day. And, you know, that song, yeah, that's a special song.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that information.
That's one of my favorites.
Come Close to Me is?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
then I will play that one. I will play that one first before I play Symbol of a Lady. How about that?
That works.
Sounds good to me.
All right. I got some more questions for you guys. Any upcoming events, future music projects? Anyone can answer.
I would say projects right now, we've been focusing so much on writing, you know, because once we drop this project, we want to be able to have something in the can ready to go, you know, pretty soon. So mainly Willie and I, but, you know, everybody has been contributing in one shape, form, or fashion. But for the past, like, year or so, Willie and I have been working on new material. So right now, I think we're somewhere around like maybe 15 to 18 fully written songs. We haven't had a chance to actually come into the studio as a group to record those tracks. But I mean, these songs are amazing too. When I say I don't just say that because we're on. I don't say that because, you know, because, like, you know, we're like fans of our own music. Right now, you know, the new material is just as good, if not better, than this this album that we're about to release.
I would like to ask, is Glenn Jones coming back with you guys to sing, to do a single with something?
Yes, I wrote a song, and he is, as we speak, at least that's what he keeps saying, he is recording it. But we're going to get it, once we get it back from him, we're going to put a little bit more, a little debonair on it. But Phil composed it. I wrote it. And Glenn's recording the whole thing, and we're going to put ourselves on there somewhere. We haven't figured that out yet. But, yes, that will be released as a bonus track, I think. It may be on the next album, depending on how soon or how late it's ready. But it's going to, everyone who's going to get married this spring, you need to put this on your playlist.
All right. Maybe I need to talk to Glenn Jones again, get him back on the show. I had him on my show, last year. So, hey, why not?
He's a good friend of the group. Good friend of the group.
He's a big fan of ours, and he's a big supporter of ours, and it goes without saying that we, you know, we love him. I mean, he's, you know, I think every male singer in this world would want to sound like he sounds. So, I mean, he's just incredible.
He is the Glenn Jones legend.
Yeah, he's been around for a while. He's been around. All right, so anyone is more than welcome. This is the time where you all can do shout-outs to all those lovely people that have supported and put up with you during your musical journey. Anyone could go first. Go right ahead.
Okay, this is Willie Wood. I'm going to go first. First and foremost is April, no question. Then I have to go to my father, who just passed about 2 years ago. He was a big supporter of what I was doing. And, you know, my brother Andre, you know, these people are the ones that have supported me from inside as I spent the last few years hiding all this music. They were the ones who were encouraging me. You gotta put it out there. And that's all I got.
Well, all right.
This is
then.
Wiley J.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. This is Wiley J. I'll start off with who I think is one of our biggest fans, and that is my sister Dee. She has religiously, got to be 20 years, has been every show that we have. She travels to this state and comes to see her brother perform and see us perform as a group. And so she is my number one supporter, and I love her to death. My family, after that, the rest of my family, my kids, Equa, Dantes, just my DC family, Ignacio, Carlos, my House Nation crew. I love all y'all, and I appreciate all the support.
All right. Who's next?
This is Smooth. I'd like to thank my parents. My mother and father has been in my corner my whole career. It's been a long one. They've always given me support and friends. My boy Donald, boy Herb, love y'all. My aunt just passed away a couple of days ago. I know she would have really wanted to hear this song, so I want to tell her I love her.
Yes.
And I also want to say thank you to the group. You know, known these guys a long time. And I'm glad to be doing
music
with
Chip. Been
doing this a long time, so I'm happy to be here.
All right. Well, I'm happy to hear from you too. Who's next?
Mm-hmm. All right. This is Phil. I'll start out with shout out to my moms for allowing me to use her house for years
yes.
to make noise until that noise became music. You know, a lot of the material that you hear now was actually recorded in a recording studio that I built in her basement that actually still exists now. I don't use it anymore, but I have, you know, because I have my own studio. But mom's let me use the house for band rehearsals, drums, and, you know, for years. There's so much noise going on in the house. So she was like, as long as you're in the house and not in the streets, I'm cool with it.
All right.
So that was definitely, you know, shout out to moms, big brother Roland Carroll Jr., my two sisters, Beverly and Diane. Those are the two musicians that actually started me in playing keys at all. My brother Chris, shout out to my wife, Stacy, my three kids, Solomon, Khalil, Kaya. Yeah, that's it. Just, you know, folks that have been in my corner. I keep my circle small, so those are the folks that has had my back from jump.
All right.
Yeah.
And who's the last
you, Mom.
Person?
Thank you, Mom.
Is
thank
that
you
it?
To Phil's mom. Yeah, that's it.
All right. You guys, I got a surprise. Guess who's waiting on the line? Regina Bell. Go right to speak.
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, wow.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Oh.
Hey.
Hey, Regina.
How is everybody? Oh, my God. It's so good to hear everybody's voice. I'm so proud of these young men. You have no idea.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. Thank you so much. You have no idea how much you have given us such great memories, things that we will never forget. The trip to Atlanta and being able to record this song with you was, a dream come true. So we definitely appreciate you.
Well, I had fun. I'm so inspired by what it is that you're doing. I'm so glad that I could be a part of your growth and to see how far you guys have come and to not give up on your dream. That's the biggest piece that, you know, I just applaud you for that, because some folks would have laid it down and did some other things. And while you guys were doing other things, you kept the momentum, you kept it up, you kept gigging, you kept believing, you kept fighting. And you are a paradigm for many that are looking at you saying, you know, well, maybe I can pursue or continue to pursue my dream as well. So I'm really grateful to be a part of just the whole group.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
Well,
Regina,
Regina,
this is Willie, and I, Regina, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you. Just thank you for believing in the song from day one, and I would also like to thank you for the macaroni and cheese.
That, oh yeah, oh absolutely.
Wow, I'm missing out here. Wow.
Yeah, oh no, hands down the best macaroni and cheese in the country. Just don't even think about it.
Wow, I'm missing
amazing
out.
Amazing.
Got my mouth watering.
Yeah, I need some now.
Sounds like a road trip.
Hey, Willie, did you save a little bit?
Never that. Yeah.
So, Regina Bell, while you're on air, are you in the makings of producing, or what is your activity right now? And one more question, will you be doing another single with Devin Hare Music?
Ooh.
Well, that remains to be seen. If they write something that fits me, who knows? I am, like I said, I'm really proud of these guys. Mm-hmm. And in terms of what I'm doing right now, I just finished a movie, and so I'm really excited about that. I did a movie with Kirk Franklin, and it's called A Gospel Christmas. It'll be aired on Lifetime on December 4th. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that. I'm always writing and, you know, and doing what I do behind the scenes. I'm putting some things together, hopefully for 2022. There'll be some new music. I'm looking forward to, you know, participating in Dave Cos Cruise and a number of other things. But more importantly, I'm really proud of these guys. So I, you know, just to call in and just let you guys know, because I haven't spoken to you in a little while, but I've been keeping up with your progress and just really excited.
Wow.
Love you so much. Love you.
We love
wow.
you to death.
Thank you.
Much
thank
love.
Thank you for calling.
Love
wow.
to John and the kids.
And we'll be in the studio. We'll be in the studio writing for you, too.
Well, I can see him getting
a whole dark way.
Okay. Well, as Regina, you can stay online and listen. We only have a few minutes left. All the shout-outs from all the singers here, all the shout-outs, I would like to give them an applause for putting up with them through their music time.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, they deserve something, too. Yes.
I hope all those people are at our shows. Yeah.
Wow. We having too much fun here. So as I end the show, I would like to end the show with Come Close to Me and also Symbol of a Lady, which will be on an upcoming new album in November. So be looking out for their new album by Debonair Music. And Miss Soul Lady, featuring Regina Bell, I would like to play that again at the end of the show. This show has been recorded, and if you missed it, check it out on all music streams online, even in the UK. So this is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out for Let's Jazz It Up. Thank you, everyone. You have a blessed evening. Thank you all.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
have
thank
a great
you.
Weekend.
Love
thank
you, Regina.
You.
hope you feel it too. I've been holding back too long, so I wrote you this song.
Sometimes I felt like an empty note that couldn't be found.
Nobody,
nobody,
nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody, nobody,
That is Symbol of a Lady, everyone. That track will be on their new album starting next month in November. I would like to ask Debonair Music to give words of encouragement. This will be the last and the end of the show. Words of encouragement you would like to give to those that are suffering in the world today, or you can give some advice to our next up-and-coming artists out there. Anyone can answer this. Go right ahead.
Wiley J.
This is Wiley J. I guess words of encouragement, I would say never let anybody tell you that you can't do something. Keep your dreams at the forefront of your mind and never stop reaching for the stars.
Anything else?
Smooth. I would say follow your dreams. Don't let nobody stop you. A lot of people out there might not be in your corner, but you have to be in your own corner and keep pushing on. And your dream will come true.
All right. Anyone else?
Willie Wood. And just, you know, in terms of encouragement, just know that all the songs that you're hearing now and you're going to hear when the album comes out, years ago, there was people left and right telling us that the stuff wasn't good enough and we were wasting our time and blah, 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 all these experts. And now we always knew that the stuff was good because we liked it, and you got to stick to your guns. You have to believe in yourself and believe in what you're doing. And don't compromise yourself because of something that's popular or something that's current. You know, follow your own music in your head. Listen to that. That's all.
All right. Anyone else?
Yeah, this is Phil. Explaining what Will was just talking. My wife's sitting here laughing at him. Like, yeah, the music is good. But words of encouragement for me, I would say just stay true to you. You know who you are, learn who you are. You know, life is a learning experience, and then the biggest lesson that you can learn is knowing who you are, and don't let anybody else try to deter you from being you. And you know, that's it.
All right.
Yeah, I'd like to add one more thing. I'd like to say, you know, everybody has a dream. It's whether you pursue it. You know, a lot of people want to do things in the world for themselves or others, but they never do it. So you should just try. You never know what might happen.
Well, that's the magic word, try. That's the magic word. And thank you all. Thank you all. This is Debonair Music. I appreciate all my listeners and fans out there, including with their fans and followers. Please go ahead and check out their music that's streaming now. And they have a new album that's coming up with some of the singles that I played on air tonight. And this is the end of the show, guys. I appreciate it. I will play Miss Soul Lady featuring Regina Bell. I appreciate that she had called on the show, and I hope this is not the last time that I will hear her on my platform. I hope she comes back. Thank you, guys. Hopefully y'all come back with any other new music projects. If there's any more information you'd like to give, go right ahead right now.
That's it. November 5th, the full album is released. Just go out and get it. Go out and get and stream the singles. And, you know, the more popular it gets, the more we can work on the new stuff and just kind of keep this thing going and keep the retro R&B and soul music going. New stuff. Keep it new.
Yes.
Keep it fresh.
Yeah.
And
right.
the name of the album is Then Now.
Y'all hear that? There it is. Then Now. All right. November 5th. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes. That's it. Yes.
I'll be looking forward to it. And thank you, Debonair Music, everyone.
Thank
if
you
anyone
so much.
Missed this show,
thank you
can catch it on Spotify, YouTube, iHeart, Apple and Amazon Music. The show will be streaming everywhere. So I want to thank you all. Stay tuned in. I have a single that I will be playing that is worldwide new song by Lee Austin, musician Lee Austin, that will be coming up October 31st. So tune in and listen to Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City remake. And that will be the end of the show. I want to thank you all for tuning in, and thank you all for taking your time to participate. Debonair Music, I'll be following you guys for life. Good night,
thank
everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
God bless.
Good night.
Yo, G.
I'm here.
Is you ready to give the people what they really want? Is you ready to give the people what they really need?
Yeah,
see, that's what I'm saying. Don't just talk about it, girl. You got to be about it. Gene, come on.
Such a elegance, so sudden and true. As my melodies caress inside of you. A wonderment of sound that takes complete control. Tempt on my soul, go. I'm your lady of soul.
It flows right through me. A harmony duet with you. I'll do anything, lady.
please. Give me strength, help me to be strong. Hold my hand, ain't no love, and my poor child is gone. Yeah. In the heart of the city, show love when we can. We all need to make a change. Daddy tried to be all he can, working till the sun go down and moving like Superman. Come on brothers, we can't make it unless we try. Feet don't fail me now, I ain't got time to cry. In the heart of the city, show love when we can. In the heart of the city, we all need to make a change. When you look at me, tell me what do you see? Is there a possibility that our minds can be free? Pray for me, I'll pray for you. Let's give love a try. Lord, wipe the tears from my eyes.
We all need to make a change.